Welcome to the Intergalactic Space Traveler's Journal, a place to relax and unwind while contemplating really huge things. On today's episode, astrophysicist Adam Avison from the SKA Observatory will discuss star formation and protostars. This episode is brought to you by Dinomom, makers of the Cozy Perambulations Hatch.
Dinomom, 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 Dinomom.
Journal.
Ever looked up into the night sky and thought, where did all those stars come from? Well, all you need to do is get yourself an enormous cloud of gas and dust, 100 or so parsecs in diameter, so 100 or so times the distance between Earth and Alpha Centauri. Next, let that gas and dust move around a bit over time, and eventually you'll create some denser regions as bits of the gas and dust try to clump together. This will be happening in multiple places throughout the gas cloud. Some of these denser regions will cross over a tipping threshold, known as a Jeans mass, and be able to overcome local gas pressure and start to collapse towards their centre under the force of gravity. The collapsing material will also be rotating. Rotation and the conservation of angular momentum are a common theme in this universe. This rotating, collapsing seed of material is the starting point of a protostar. As the material continues to accrete onto the protostar, initially from all directions but eventually through a disk around its equator, the pressure and temperature in the central region begins to increase until at some point both become so high that nuclear fusion can start. Over time, the energy released from this fusion, in the form of light, across a broader part of the electromagnetic spectrum that is visible to the human eye, will clear out the surrounding gas and dust, stopping more material falling onto the protostar. Congratulations! At that point, you've got yourself a star. And it only took a few tens of millions of years. Now, stars come in a variety of masses, from not quite stars, known as brown dwarfs, to dazzlingly massive objects, 100 times the mass of our Sun, like some of those seen in the Archer's Cluster. Forming these giants presents a bit of a theoretical problem. Problem being, that during their formation, they will reach a state where nuclear fusion can start, before it's technically possible to collapse all the matter into the central region to give the observed mass. But they do exist, so how do they form? Short answer is, the jury's still out, but astronomers are working on it.
Need a place to curl up and wait it all out? Why not try the all-new, super-exciting, egg-shaped, cozy perambulations hatch by Dinomom? Be your best embryonic self. Waterproof, fireproof, crush-proof, and cozy. Dinomom's best hatching yet. We've laid this one for you. The Cozy Perambulations Hatch by Dinomom.
Dinomom, Dinomom.
Interplanetary Interview with Edgar Allan Ethanhawk.
This is Edgar Allan Ethanhawk signing in live to talk with none other than our favorite grooviest space pilot, Verbal Squidhammer of the Helical Free Market Piloting Union and Trades Association. Hello, Verbal. How do? And why? Hell of a title. Favorite grooviest space pilot. Tell us something spacey.
Sure, man. The shape of the space-time continuum is bent and distorted by the presence of matter. And according to Einstein, it is these deformations that cause the force of gravity, bend beams of light, and deflect moving objects with straight-line trajectories. Dig?
Doug! Say, Verbal, how do you relax and let your hair down after a long hypersonic speed loop around the galaxy?
Usually, I listen to a song entitled Definitely Not the Blowhole by the Guileless Whales while contemplating the empty bottom of my glass and its desire to be filled again.
Well, let's just give that a bit of a listen. Do you feel like I do?
Most definitely.
Ah. Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. So there you have it, folks. Edgar Allan Ethan Hawke signing off.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Intergalactic Space Traveler's Journal. Today you heard the voices of Adam Avison, operations scientist at the Square Kilometer Array Observatory, Joss DeWitt, Kirsten Johnson, and Jeff Bennett. ISTJ is created and produced by Jeff Bennett and Andre Hirtz for TTG Music Lab and Harvey Inc. Audio production and original music by Andre Hirtz. Tune in to Season 2, Episode 6, where you will hear about some mind-bending cosmic phenomena, the return of Edgar Allan Ethan Hawke and Verbal Squidhammer, and from our new sponsors at the Tidal Destruction Tours. Could be good.